Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast, and in general, are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Louise. I help you up-level your life and business through making more sales because I know the importance of creating that community and living in alignment to what you're here to do. So I help you find success in your business to help you live out your higher purpose and your mission within this life. And I want to start out today's show by letting you know that the doors are open to the Facebook for the 50 Leads in Flow community. This is the absolutely free mini course that I'm offering anyone and everyone who wants to level up their business. It can either be getting your business off the ground or taking you to the next level within your business. Within the Facebook for the next 20-ish days, we're going to have pre-trainings. I have a couple speakers coming in. I'm going to be doing a group hypnosis that is a regression to help you reprogram those fears and blocks around money. It's also where you're going to be able to qualify multiple times for the giveaways, which are everything from a scholarship into financial frequency, my program, a one-on-one regression hypnosis with me, which is a $1,500 value, and even a one-on-one coaching. And who knows, I might have to throw some other stuff in there because I was thinking the other day, my partner, Simone, she does these really cool graphics for t-shirts. And I was like, man, I really need a t-shirt that says, I'm in financial frequency. Because I love that. Like, I am in financial frequency and I'm in financial frequency. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying. Anyway, the reason why I wanted you to know that the doors are open, because if you're not in there, I want you to get in there. So go to the footers within show notes and get registered. The other thing is that there's going to be a series of podcasts that align with what you will be learning within that mini course. So you're going to get extra stuff within here. So let's get the show on the road. Straight out of the gate. Every time I get on a call with somebody who feels like their business is stuck or it's plateaued, they're not getting what they want, the first thing that ever comes out of their mouth is, I'm reworking my website right now. And I jump on it and I'm like, no, 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 don't build a website. If you do not have a positioning statement, you do not have anything to build a successful website around, to do prospect calls, to even do a sales page, build a Facebook group. If you do not have your positioning statement in place, you can spend all this time building out that stuff and it won't do anything because you haven't set yourself apart as a leader in your industry and clearly defined your niche. But Lynn, I want to help women find self-love. I want to really help empower women to take back their life. These terms do not mean a thing to women out there. They only see the tangible. Don't waste time on building a website until you have a positioning statement in place. And I mean the right way. Yes, there is a right and wrong way. Now, in the training video inside 50 Leads in Flow, you're going to have the exact method to build it. And then you're going to have the ability to actually talk it out with me to really fine tune it and get it so that you can begin to take those actions and they can monetize for you. Because if you rush into building a website or a sales page or start putting out content without having a solid positioning statement, it's going to be drowned out by all the other noise. People will go to your website and they won't really know what you do. And so they'll just click off and leave. The importance is the tangible. So recently, I've been working with one of my clients, and she first started out with a very ethereal, super ethereal niche. And I kept telling her, you can't sell it. You can't sell that. Nobody will buy it because they don't understand it. And it was something to the lines of reclaiming your power, being empowered, self-love, showing up your authentic self. And she opened a membership around that and got some people in, but then it kind of plateaued and she didn't have any action. It's because she wasn't speaking the language to her target demographic, what they wanted. And the thing is, sometimes we need to fell forward. So I needed to let her stay in that for a while. And then when it was time, bring her back into a conversation about her positioning statement, just so that she could understand, see, this doesn't work. You can't speak to those ethereal terms and get traction in your business. But when we came together, then she realized that she's an intuitive writing coach and she uses all of her skills within her toolbox to help create that success in women's life. So now that she's done that, everything has shifted. Everything. Her confidence. She's already collaborating with people. She's speaking her message clearly. And now she's like, has that traction unlike any other time, the clarity, the confidence, everything that comes along with having that positioning set in place. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is something that it really does take a coach to help you through so that they can go, nope, that's not it. So over the course of the past few weeks, I was offering free niche clarity calls. Some of you are on them. You got your niche clarity, and now you're going to take it a step further. So still watch the videos inside 50 Leads in Flow so that you can have even more clarity around that and confidence building. Even if you listen to the whole thing and go, I got it. It's done. I did it. I have it done. That's going to just even make you feel even better about the work that you've already done to progress forward in getting those 50 leads in flow. What that's going to mean for a lot of you is that you're going to have to leave behind the concept of these beautiful, ethereal, healing terms. Self-love, self-care, empowered, enlightened. Because your audience doesn't even know what that means. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I started my personal development, I didn't believe it was true. I didn't believe that anyone could achieve a heightened level of consciousness, enlightenment. I thought it was all BS because I was in so much lack and scarcity, struggling in the day to day that I didn't believe that it was true for me. And I doubted that anyone else had it. So your people are going to be just like me, just like you when you first started this. I really want you to think back, reflect back to that time when you were struggling and you hit that bottom where you're like, shit's got to change. I just can't go on this way anymore. Remember how that felt. And remember what you were looking for. There was something external that you were looking for. It might have been getting out of a job and finding your dream job or creating a better connection with your spouse because you were just arguing all the time. If you're like me, I had a physical injury that didn't allow me to run anymore. The backlash was my emotional eating kicked in and I didn't have any way to run it off. So I gained a lot of weight in a very short period of time. And when I came to, I realized I can't do this again. I can't do the restrictive dieting. There has to be an easier way. I got to get rid of this weight, but I can't live that way anymore. That was my very first introduction to my journey. I found a coach that said she was going to help me find my dream body without dieting. And I jumped on it. and I didn't have any idea it was going to lead me down this path. Y'all, I had no idea, but it was worth it. So when you really reflect on your niche, I want you to look back at who you were, what your dreams were, what your aspirations were, what you wanted that you didn't have, or what you had that you didn't want, like me, that extra weight. That's going to give you some clarity around that tangible thing that your clients want. Because I can guarantee you that they are out there saying, yeah, I know that I need to love myself. I know that I need to heal. I know that I need to work on forgiveness. I know. But I want, and after that, but I want is the answer to the tangible. Now, you cannot sell or coach something on anything that you have not achieved yourself. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I could coach women on how to lose extreme amounts of weight. I did it. I can teach you how to make multiple six figures because I've done it. But I could not teach you how to get to seven figures yet because I have not gotten to seven figures. And if we are trying to sell something that we have not accomplished, it brings up all kinds of imposter syndrome and people can read that a mile away. So really get into, where was I? What was I struggling with? And then look at yourself today and start thinking about, what have I accomplished? What relationship in my life has flourished the most because of my journey? Or maybe which ones did you have to stand in your personal power and let go of? What's your money situation? What has changed? What are the accomplishments you've had there? If you haven't had much, that's probably not your area. What about your health? Have you quit drinking successfully? Lost weight? Overcome a chronic illness? Take a look at how much you have achieved. And don't just rush through it. Sit your butt down with a pen and paper and really, really feel into it. Really be proud about the things that you've accomplished. And then come into the group. Maybe lay three or four down for me and make sure to get on the live coaching call so we can even iron it out more. You can get that individualized work with me because I am going to have hot seat coaching. You know, this is totally off topic, but back in the day when I started my business, I was calling it hot seat coaching and somebody in my group was like, oh, that's such an intimidating term. And then I started calling it love seat coaching. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't jive with me that like the way I coach, it doesn't. But for you that are like helping people with trauma and all that, isn't that a great alternative? For me, I like hot seat coaching because y'all are like badasses and you're willing to do what others aren't to get a transformation most will never have. So you're like, yeah, I want to be in the hot seat. I think Abraham Hicks calls it that. I can't remember. Anyway, that was totally off topic. So anyway, go in, watch the video in 50 Leads in Flow, really take inspired action to sit down, start processing, documenting the transformations, what has changed for you, where you were, how far you've come, get those tangible, one more time for the people in the back, tangible results that you have had, money, wealth, or relationships. Okay, now go get to work. And for those of you that have not registered, go into the show notes down at the footer and you will see the link to join and make sure to get in there because we're having some fun. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms. And I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.